Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin. We are holding on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. I think, Samach Tes Amud Beis toward the end of the page. The Kore Acharemos, but today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored Le'ilei Nishmas Harav David Lifshitz Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Harav David Ben Avraya Yaakov, by his grandchildren, Donnie and Fagi Waxman, who the yard site was yesterday. The Rav David Lifshitz, of course, was one of the Gedolei Olam of America, a great Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, and his Neshama Shev and Aliyah through the Zechus of his learning and the learning of his entire illustrious family. Also, on behalf of dailygiving.org, join me and over 6,000 other people in 30 countries throughout the world that have already joined together to easily perform the mitzvah of tzedakah every day. The achdus of this worthy organization is incredible. Please go to dailygiving.org. So again, we left off in Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, and we are at the two dots about five lines before the end of the page, six lines before the end of the page. And first thing we're going to discuss is we're going to discuss when we could be medaleg in a kriya, when you're allowed to skip from one place to another, because after all, the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim is reading from a variety of different parshios, and he's skipping from one place to the other. So we're going to discuss the rules of that. And then we're going to talk about why the Kohen Gadol reads one section Baal Peh, why can't he just read from another Sefer? And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss all the clothing that he, the changes of clothing and all the other Avodos Hayom that he does throughout the day. The Gemara is going to have a discussion about when each of the Karbanos Hayom are brought throughout the day, and they're going to discuss on Amud Beis how they were Mechalik, how they split up the seven Kvasim of the Musafin that had to be brought throughout the day. And we're also going to have a Machlokas if there was one ayil or bay or two ailim that are referred to in Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Bamidbar, because in each Sefer it refers to an ayil, but we're not sure if it's the same ayil or they are different ayalim that are referred to in the two places. So let's begin again at the two dots on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. So we said Bekari Achrei Mos Va'achba Asar, that the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol is Mekabel the Sefer Torah after they pass it from hand to hand, to, you know, they keep going up the ladder until the Kohen Gadol finally gets it, and then he reads from Sefer Vayikra, he reads Achrei Mos. And he reads Achbasar also from Sefer Vayikra Perachav Gimel. So the Gemara explains how the Kohen Gadol could skip from one parsha to the other. Uriminu, but I'll ask you a stira. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah, Medalgin b'Navi ve'ein Medalgin b'Torah, that you're allowed to skip around in the Navi, but you're not allowed to skip around in the Torah. When you're reading from the Chumash, you can't skip from one place to another. It says, Malo Kasha, Kan b'kdei sheyavse katorgaman, Kan b'kdei shelo yavse katorgaman. That very simply, when it says that you're not allowed to be Medalgin b'Torah, that's talking about when you skip a lot, to the point that if you by the time you finish, by the time the Torgamon finishes, you still have more to roll. So that you can't do. But in our Mishnah, where the two parshios are so close to each other, well, one parsha is Vayikra Perek Tezayin, and the other is Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel. It's just a few columns away from each other. So by the time the Torgamon finishes, you're already holding by the next spot. It's not going to cause any downtime in between. So then you're allowed to be medaleg. Says Gemara, really? In Torah, you're allowed to be medaleg as long as it's not going to cause a break, Vaha Allah Katani, but on the din that you're not allowed to be medalik b'Torah, the Mishnah Megillah goes on to say, medalgin b'Navi ve'in medalgin b'Torah, but ad kama medalik, when we say you're allowed to be medalik b'Navi, there's a limit. How far can you be medalik in a Navi? And in Navi we say, it's b'kadei shlo yavse katorgaman, that you're only allowed to skip around to the extent that the Torgaman is not going to have to wait. Only then, you're not going to have to wait for the Torgaman. Only then do we say you're allowed to be medalik in the Navi, but that implies that the Torah, where we're more strict, habatorah kol klalo, that by Torah you're not allowed to be medalig at all. So how can you tell me that you're allowed to be medalig by Torah as long as it's going to be a short enough wait time? So says Amar Abaye lo kasha kan bin yinechad kan b'shnei yanim. That there are two factors over here. Factor number one is kadesh yifsekatum torgman, kadesh lo yifsekatorgman. But then there's a second factor: is it b'inyan echad or is it b'shnei yanim? In our mission, we say that you're allowed to skip in the Torah, it meets both criteria. That not only is it a very short skip from one place to the next, but it's also b'inyan echad. It's all about Yom Kippur. So that you're allowed to be medalig even in the Torah. When we say that you're only allowed to be medalig in Navi and not in the Torah, that's b'shnei inyanim. That's if you're going from one place to another. So that's what the Mishnah Maseches Megillah is talking about. That to skip from one topic to another, that you're not allowed to do even if they're in very close proximity to each other. Why can't you skip from one topic to another? So Rashi Rashi explains, because you need the people to really absorb what is being read, and when you're medallic, me'inyan le'inyan, it's very difficult for a person to really focus on what is being read and what is and what they're meant to absorb, which it's stama musr, that Rashi tells us that that's what's supposed to happen during Kriyas HaTorah. During Kriyas HaTorah, it's not just supposed to be how fast is Valkoria going, what's going on over here already, or just, getting it. You're supposed to absorb what is being read during Kriyas HaTorah, and we lack the capacity to absorb when it's skipping around too much, when it's going from one topic to another, when it's too jumpy. Rashi writes in Maseches Sota on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph that the heart is nimshach after inyan echad, that it's you're not going to your person cannot easily refocus to understand a different inyan when he's already focused on one inyan. So if you understand the pasuk and you forget it, it's going to be yotze. It's going to be takala is going to be yotze from it. Meaning that in order for a person to really internalize, when you're reading Torah, you're learning things that are halachos. These are mitzvos da'oraisa. So if a person doesn't properly absorb the mitzvah that he just read, he may mess up. He may forget the mitzvah. He may forget the yisur, and then it's going to be maybe l'day takala that he's going to actually violate halacha because he didn't properly absorb that which it says in the Torah. And that's why dafka, when it comes to reading from the Torah, we have to be very careful to make it as easy as possible for people to properly focus. So the Gemara says, now bring a raya to what Abaye just said, that when it comes to inyan echad, we're even allowed to be medalig in the Torah, but by shnei inyanim, only in Navi, not in Torah. V'atanya, because the Brisa tells us, medalig in the Torah bin yachad b'navi, b'shnei inyanim, that you can be medalig in the Torah as long as it's within one inyan, but you can skip around in the Navi, even when it's in two inyanim. V'kan, but in both cases, it's only b'kdei shayav sekator gaman, it's only if it's a very close jump from one place to the other. Vein medalig min Navi l'Navi, b'navi shoshemas or medalgin. You're not allowed to skip from one Navi to another, but within Trei Asar, you are allowed to be medalik. Ubluvach, lo yedalik misofa sefer l'tchilaso. As long as you don't jump backwards from the end of the sefer all the way to the beginning of the sefer. Tosus points out that this does not mean all the way from the end to all the way to the beginning of the sefer, because that's more than yafsek haTorgamon anyway. So that anyway would be asar. It means just backwards in any, even just a little bit backwards, that you're not allowed to go from a later point in the sefer to an earlier point in the sefer, and that's a violation of Korei Lemafreya. The Kesef Mishnah explains within Shita Satosos that this din, that you're not allowed to be medalig misofa l'tchilaso, is dafka by Trei Asar. And the Brice is telling me that to be medalig l'mafreya from another Navi within Trei Asar, from one Navi to another within Trei Asar, is Asar. But within a single Sefer, that you're allowed to be medalig even l'mafreya. How does he know that within a single Sefer you're allowed to be medalig l'mafreya? He says, because we have dinim that are brought in terms of Korei l'mafreya. Where do you have such dinim? You have such dinim by Kriyashma, you have such dinim by Megillah, but outside of that, there's no din about being Korei l'mafreya. So if there are no Mishnayos that talk about being Korei l'mafreya, the impression that you get is that the only time there's an issue of being Korei l'mafreya is by Kriyashma and by Megillah. So how can we say that any Korei l'mafreya by a Navi is going to be problematic? No, it's not problematic. It's only problematic if you jump from one Sefer to a different Sefer within Trei Asar. But if you're within the same Sefer, then you're even allowed to read out of order. That's how the Kesef Mishnah explains, and that's how he's understood by the Pri Chadash Nor Chaim Simkuf Mem Dalet. However, the Ritva writes that even within a single Navi, you're not allowed to be medalig l'mafreya. He understands that this that misofa sefer l'tchilaso means to skip at all in the reverse direction, to throw it in reverse at all in terms of the kriya, even within a single sefer, and even if it's very close by. The Golul sefer Torah. Then we said that they would roll up the sefer Torah, and the Kohen Gadol would announce that Yosef Mashe Karasi l'vnechem Kosov Kan, that there's more than I read that is written over here. So the Kol Kach Lama, why does the Kohen Gadol have to make such an announcement? Kadesh Shalol Laz al Sefer Torah, that if the Kohen Gadol is going to read the third parsha, the Ba'asar Shabbichum Shabbikudim, he's going to read from Sefer Bamidbar, he's going to do that Balpeh, everyone's going to think that that parsha is not written in that Sefer, and therefore the Sefer Torah is puzzled. So he has to announce, Yosef Mashakrasim Nechem Kasav Khan, that this Sefer that I'm holding is not missing anything. Even the parsha that I'm reading Balpeh is written in the Sefer. I just don't want to, roll it to find the right place. The Rashash raises the question, how does it help to say Yosef Mashakrasim even if it has more partials than what he actually read, it doesn't necessarily tell everybody that is written there. It just says that there's more here than what I actually read. Yeah, but why are you reading the section from Sefer Bamidbar Baal Peh? Maybe that's not written there. There may be more than what you read. There may be Bereishis and Noach and Lech Lecha and Vayera, but it must be missing the Ba'asur Shabakum Shabakudim. So the Rashash says, no, you got to read this a little differently. He says, Yosef Masha Karasi Lefnechem is Mimasha Karasi Lefnechem, meaning from the Inyan that I'm reading to you, meaning the Inyan of Yom Kippur, is Kasuv Kan. There is more on the topic of Mimasha Karasi Lefnechem, on the topic that I've already been reading to you about, there's more of that Kan. There's more of that over here. And the more of that that's over here, I'm about to read to you Baal Peh. So that was what the announcement meant. So, Ba'asur Shabakum Shabakudim Kore Al Peh. And we said that the Ba'asur Shabakum Shabakudim, he reads Baal Peh, right? The section from Sefer Bamidbar, he reads Baal Peh. Tos Yishan raises the obvious question, how's he allowed to do that? The Gemara in Gittin tells us on the Beferish of Samach that Dvarm Shabaksavi Atarash Shalom Baal Peh, when you have Dvarm Shabaksavi, not allowed to say them Baal Peh, just like Dvarm Shabaksavi Atarash Elikosvam. So how is he allowed to read sections of Chumash Baal Peh? So a number of Terutim. Tosos first quotes that din is only mitzvah min amuvchar, but it's only din l'chadchila, but really it's strictly speaking, it's mutter, and mishum kavra tzibur, so that people shouldn't have to sit there waiting. While these Golo of the Sefer Torah, we're willing to waive the mitzvah min amuvchar, because kavra tzibur is a bigger factor than the mitzvah min amuvchar. That's one answer, Tosos. Then Tosos suggests in the name of the Riva, that the with this Kriya, the Isser doesn't apply, because he's only going through the Seder Ayom, that this is part of the Seder Ayom, and therefore there's no issue of Seder Ayom when you're saying Dvarim Shebichsav Baal Peh. And the Ritva suggests, based on Yerushalmi, that it's only the only issue of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatara Shalom Baal Peh is when you're trying to be motzi the tzibur in something. But if it's not trying to be motzi yidei chavasam, you're not being motzi them in anything, then it's not a violation of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatara Shalom Baal Peh. Well, aren't you being motzi the tzibur in something? He says, no, the Ikra Kriya of Yom Kippur is really only what we read from Sefer Vayikra. The fact that we also read from Chumash HaBikudim, that's just a little bit extra, but that we're not really being motzi anybody in anything. So that's very relevant, because whenever we have psukim that we say Baal Peh, you always have to run through the list. Which heter do we have over here to be able to say psukim Baal Peh? Right? The Rishonim discuss, why is it that Az Yashir, we say every morning, and a lot of people, we're not reading from a Chumash, we're certainly not reading from a Sefer Torah, at most we're reading from a Siddur. That probably has a status of saying something Baal Peh, and a lot of people just say Baal Peh anyway, because we know it so well, we say it every single day. So why are we allowed to say that Baal Peh? So it must be because you're not saying it to be Motzi Acher Midei Chavasam. I mean, if you say like the Ritva B'Shem Yerushalmi, that whenever you're not being Motzi Acher Midei Chavasam, it's going to be Mutter, then that would be Mutter. A lot of times the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Memches that if you have a rabbi that darshins, and he's quoting Psukim, and he's not always looking in the Chumash exactly where the Pasuk that he's quoting from is. So Mishnah Berurah says we could be Mekel, because according to the first Malik that we had, that it's Pnei Kavadat Tzibur, where it's only a din l'chadchila not to be kore Baal Peh, and Mishum Kavadat Tzibur, we waive that, so it's Kavadat Tzibur of the people listening as well. And according to the last Mahalik, that whenever you're not being Motzi Yidei Chavasam, it's Mutter, so that also works, that you're not being Motzi Yidei Chavasam. The Achronim discussed, what about Kiddush on Friday night, where you say Vayechulu Baal Peh? So he said, how can one say that? So some of the Achronim suggest, yeah, that all and you are being Motzi other people in Kiddush, so maybe everyone should. Some of the Achronim suggest that maybe everyone should say it along, should say Vayechulu at least together. No one's nohig that way, so you have to. Maybe that has a din of Seder Ayom or something like that. But you could say that in that part you're not actually being Motzi anything. I mean, those are just some psukim to indicate that Shabbos is here and we're saying nice things about Shabbos. If you miss that in Kiddush, you're still Yotze with the Barbriya Gafen and the Bracha afterwards. You're perfectly Yotze in the midst of Kiddush. So it could be that that's not called being Motzi Acherim Midei Chavasan. So anyway, so back in the Gemara, so he would read this part Baal Peh. So ask the Gemara, Amai, why would you read Baal Peh? There's another option. Niglol the Nikri, just roll the Sefer Torah to the right place and read from there. So that we're not going to roll the Sefer Torah while everybody's waiting, that's a lack of Kavanat Tzibur, while everyone has to sit there quietly as they're rolling the Sefer Torah. So it says, okay, but there's another option. Then I see Achrina, just get another Sefer Torah out of the Aron. shuls typically have more than one Sefer Torah, so bring another Sefer Torah v'nikri. And the Beis HaMikdash certainly had more than one Sefer Torah. Let them get another Sefer Torah and let them read from that Sefer Torah. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Pagamo Shal Rishon. They couldn't do that because it would be a pagam for the first Sefer, because people will think that it's chaser, and that's why they had to bring another one. People will assume that there's a chaser in the Sefer, and that's why they had to take out another one. That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos Rashi and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz say, why would people think that it's chaser? The Kohen already said, the Kohen Gadol already announced, Yosef Mashi Karasi Levnechem Kosov Kan. So we know that it's not chaser. And also, if the whole point is that it's chaser, why not use the same lashon we said before when we asked, V'kol Kach Lama, why does he have to make this announcement? Kedei Shalo Lahotzi La'az Al Sefer Torah. Now the Gemara changed lashon. It's not Shalo Lahotzi La'az Al Sefer Torah, it's Mishum Pegamo Shal Rishon. So that's why the Balei HaTosel say, the Tosel Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tosel Yishonim, and Tosel Rush rather, they say that the chashash is that people are going to assume that you found the psul while you were reading from the first Sefer Torah. Not that that it's chaser, but that there was some problem, that you found a broken letter or something while you were reading from the Sefer Torah. That's Pegamo Shal Rishon. So because we don't want people to make that assumption, we're not going to put it away and take out another Sefer Torah. Reish Lakish Avim Rishon Brach Shein Tzricha. Reish Lakish says, no, if you take out another Sefer Torah, the Kohen Gadol is going to have to say a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah, and you're not allowed to do that. That's a bracha sheina tzricha. That would be an unnecessary bracha. So Ritva points out, what do you mean unnecessary? They took out a new Sefer Torah, so you have to say a new bracha on it. He says a bracha sheina tzricha because you have another option. Meaning, whenever you have another option, that becomes a bracha sheina tzricha. And since you do have the other option of being korei bal peh, so therefore taking out the other Sefer Torah would be a violation of bracha sheina tzricha. There is a discussion we've shown him when a person says a bracha shein tzricha, is that or bracha levatala, is that a violation of losisa on a doraisa level? I mean, is that a violation of saying God's name in vain? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's over mishum losisa. Tosfos in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel and many other Rishonim say that that drasha though is not a real drasha gemura. It's only an asmachta. It's only an isur midrabanan. It's only if you say the Shem Shemayim not in the context of a bracha, when you just stam say the Shem Shemayim, only that is losisa. But if let's say I don't have any food or drink in front of me right now, but I were to just say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shakol Nieh Bidvaro. So that's a beautiful thing to say about the Ribono Shalom. Shakol Nieh Bidvaro. It's a wonderful sentence about praising the Ribono Shalom. It happens to be that you're only supposed to say it when you're eating or drinking something, so that's not a violation mita oraisa of losisa. It's not totally in vain. I'm saying something very nice about Hashem, but mita rabbanan, it's an issur of a bracha shein tzricha or a bracha levatala. Mita oraisa, if I just walk around screaming out Hashem's name, that would be a violation of losisa. The Rambam in the Tshuvas Pe'er Adar writes that that even a bracha shein tzricha is an issur mita oraisa. So there's a machlokas rishonim whether it's an issur mita oraisa or an issur mita Rabbanan to say bracha shein tzricha, but either way, it's not a good thing. So that's why we don't take out the other Sefer Torah, because of the violation, the potential violation of bracha shein tzricha. But the first answer as to why we don't take out the second Sefer Torah is because of the pagam of the first Sefer Torah. So it says more michashin le pagama. Are we choshish that people are going to think that there's a pagam in the first Sefer Torah? V'amar v'itzak nafcha rosh chodesh teves shachal yos b'shabbes. It happens all the time. What happens when rosh chodesh teves falls out on Shabbos? How many Sefer Torah do we take out? Mevi'in shalosh toros. We take out three Sefer Torah. Karanachas v'nyan shal yom. One of them we read the parsha of Shavua. V'achas shal Rosh Chodesh. And the second one we read Rosh Chodesh. V'achas shal Chanukah. And the third Sefer Torah we read the Kriyas HaTorah for Chanukah. So we see we have three different Sefer Torah. We're not choshish for Pagamo shal Rishon. As we're Tosla Gavri b'Tosla Sivri lecha Pagama. If you have three different Olim reading from three different Sefer Torah, then there's no Pagam, because each one wants his own Torah. So everyone has their own thing, and that's, no one's going to assume that that's on account of a Pagam. But no one's going to think it's on account of a problem with any of the earlier Sefer Torahs. So then each guy that's reading gets his own Sefer Torah. But Chag Avraham betray Sifri Iko Pagama. But if you have the same person, the same Kohen Gadol, reading from two different Sefer Torah, that is a concern of Pagam. So when it's two people reading from the same Torah, from two different Torahs, that's no problem. That's not a concern of Pagam. But if you have one person reading from two different Torahs, then it's a concern of Pagam. What does he need a second Torah for? He already had a Torah out there right in front of him. So that's where we're concerned that's going to be an issue of a pagam. There's a shaila in Igros Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, Siman Lamed Zayin, where there was an argument in a shul, hard to believe, but there was an argument in a shul that what happened was the guy that got psicha, the gabbai Yerushalayim on Erev Shabbos rolled the Sifrei Torah to the right place, and they had a Sefer set to the right place, and the guy that got Psicha wasn't paying attention or didn't know, and the Gabbayim didn't instruct him. They didn't have those nice things hanging that say what's what. So he took out the wrong Sefer Torah. It's rolled to the totally wrong place. So the Gabbay says, put it back. You know, I'm not rolling that. Put it back. And the guy said, I can't put it back. Pagama Shal Rishon. How can I put it? I already took out the Sefer Torah. So it's a Pagama, the first one to go put it back. So they asked Ramesha, who's right? Right? Whatever they did, they did. Who's right? So the Shaila is, what's this more comparable to? That's what Ramesha said. Is this more like one person, Chad Gavri betray Sifri? Or is this more like Shrei Gavri betray Sifri? See, the case of Chad Gavri betray Sifri is that the guy already read from one and he's going to read from the other. That's where we're choshesh for Pagam. Over here, he didn't read from the first one. They just took it out, but they didn't actually read from it. Or is this like Shrei Gavri betray Sifri? So therefore, maybe it's like Shrei Gavri betray Sifri, that I'm only reading from one Torah. I'm not reading from two different Torahs, and therefore it's not a chisaron. So Rav Moshe points out that this is a machlokas haposkim. And he says, he points in the Siddur Yavetz, the Siddur Yavetz of Yaakov Emden brings a machlokas about this, and therefore he says, anyone who follows each one of the tzadim, yesh al mi lismuch. He says, however, in a Beis HaKnesses that's not so makpid about their tircha of waiting for the Sefer Torah to be rolled, which he believes is the rov kihilos bizmanenu bimakomosenu. He believes most people don't mind so much to wait a few minutes while they roll the Sifrei Torah. So if you're in a shul where most people don't mind, then you should be choshesh for the begam of the first one and be golel it from the to the right place, even though it's an inconvenience for the gabayim. But he says, if one of the members of the Kehila wants to take out another Sefer Torah, you have to be choshesh for machlokas and be zayon. So then it's chazadino to be like a place that it's makbid, meaning if it's going to cause machlokas, that becomes like a place that you're makbid, then you put back the first Sefer Torah, because the worst thing to have is to have machlokas and be zayon going on at that time. So that's how Ramesha writes, that they're both right or they're both wrong, however you want to look at it. But certainly what's definitely wrong is to get into a fight about it. That's for sure wrong, says Rav Meisha. Okay. Umavarich alei shmona brachos. And then they say eight brachos associated with this. The Tanur Rabban, what are these eight brachos? Ala Torah, kederek shemavarchim beis haknesses. Ala Torah, just like any other Torah would always say, ala avoda, you say the bracha of Ritzev, ala oda and modim, ala mechilas avon and mechal avon aseinu, kitikna, like you do during davening, v'ala mikdash b'fnei atzmo, and a bracha for the mikdash, v'ala kohanim b'fnei atzmo, and a bracha for the kohanim, v'ala Yisrael b'fnei atzmo, and a bracha for Yisraelim, v'al shar tvila, and another bracha for the rest of tvila. So what does that mean? Tanu Rabbanu, shar tvila means that the nusach is, you say, Rinatchino Bakashim Lufanech Alam Chisol, Shetrichim Livashaya, that you daven for Yeshua for Klal Yisol, the Chosein Baruch Shamea Tfila, and you conclude with Baruch Shamea Tfila, Va'acharkach, and then after the Kohen Gadol finishes the Bracha, Kolech Vechel, maybe Sefer Torah Mibesu, everyone brings Sefer Torah from their own house, Vikaribo Kedela Haros Chazus Alaram, and they read from it in order to show the beauty of their Sefer Torah to the masses, that everyone should see what a beautiful Sefer Torah they have. So even though the halacha is, the Gemara Mesechus Brachas tells us in Daf Ches, they are not allowed to leave a Sefer Torah in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You're not allowed to leave while they're reading from a Torah. So to leave from the Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis HaMikdash in order to get your own... that's on a different point. The Laros Chazus Rabbi Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos that this is a fulfillment of Zekei Livan Vei. Zekei Livan Vei was actually to show off how beautiful your mitzvahs are. Normally, the default position of a Jew is that Batznei Alecha Sim Hashem Elokecha, that everything we do is Batznias, so we don't show off how nice all of our other stuff is. We try to be as private as possible. But when it comes to the beauty of a Sefer Torah, when it comes to the beauty of mitzvos, hisna lefan of the mitzvos is that dafko, that's where we try to show our chavivus ha-mitzvah, so lulavna, talisna, that's where we're more demonstrative in the beauty associated with the mitzvah. When it comes to other things, when it comes to matters of gashmius, so that generally our default position is to be much more tsanua about these things. But what does this mean that he brings a Sefer Torah mi beso? So Rashi writes that it doesn't mean that on Yom Kippur he's going to run back home and bring a Sefer Torah, because that's not right. You're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, you can't bring it through Rosh Hashanah. It means on Erev Yom Kippur they brought a Sefer Torah Mibeso, and now they would come and they would access the Sefer Torah that they had already brought on Erev Yom Kippur. However, Rashi in Sota Daf Mem Aleph writes that after the Kohen Gadol reads, they would all bring their Svarim to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not an Isra Votza either, because Ein Erev Votza B'Yom HaKippurim, like the Shita that there's no Isra Votza. Chatzah and Yom Kippur, or because Yerushalayim is also said Nu'ulos Belayla, that within Yerushalayim we assume that it doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's like a Chatzar, and they would make an Erev, and therefore you're allowed to be Metaltel throughout all of Yerushalayim. So two different possibilities, whether they would actually go home and bring a Sefer Torah, or whether they had the Sefer Torah already there from Erev Yom Kippur. So Aro Kohen Gadol, then we said if someone sees the Kohen Gadol when he's Korei, he's not going to see the Parvis Yer and Nisrafim. And someone who sees the Parvis Yer and Nisrafim is not going to see the Kohen Gadol Kshut Korei. It's not because you're not allowed to, the Mishnah said, but rather it's because B'darach Rechoka, they're both happening at the same time, you're never going to be able to get from one place to the other. So it says more Pshita, obviously if you're able to, it would be mutter to see from one, to leave one mitzvah and see the other mitzvah. Why does Mishnah have to tell me that Lom Ibn Shein Arashay? Of course it's mutter. Why would I think that it's aser? So says Ramah Dutem Kedre Shlakish. Lom Reish Lakish Ein Ma'avir Na Lemitzvahs. I might think to assume like Reish Lakish that you're not allowed to bypass a mitzvah. So I would think that leaving the Kohen Gadol's Kriya is bypassing a mitzvah in order to see the Shreifa Sapara, or to leave the Shreifa Sapara to see the Kriya is bypassing a mitzvah. What do you mean bypassing? I'm not the one doing the mitzvah. I'm just there. Why is that bypassing a mitzvah? Well, my mitzvah, Paravam Hadras Melech. That the mitzvah is Barav Amhadras Melech, meaning that providing an audience for a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. That if I'm providing an audience, it's a greater kavod for the mitzvah when you provide an audience for a mitzvah. Moshe writes in the Tshuva somewhere that providing an audience for an avera is also a chilul Hashem, meaning if someone is being mechal Shabbos and to just stand around watching if someone's being mechal Shabbos, that's also a chilul Hashem, just like providing an audience for a mitzvah. I think the context is when they, if it's a non-religious family that's doing a bris milah on Shabbos, and they have photographers and they have music and they have whatever else going on Shabbos, where it's all fraught with Chil Shabbos. So just to be there, just to provide an audience for something that's an Aveira, is itself a Chil Hashem. So Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah tells me that over here it's not considered to be being Mavir Ala Mitzvah, because in the end of the day you're not really being Osik in the Mitzvah, even though the reality is that it is a certain Kiddush Hashem of Brava Madras Melech, but you're not personally being Osik in the Mitzvah. Okay, so now the Mishnah goes on to discuss the rest of the Avodah Seyom. So in the Big Day Boots, if the Kohen Gadol was wearing his the Big Day Lavan that he wore throughout the Avodah Sayom, so Koreh, in the Big Day Boots Koreh, if he was reading from the Torah wearing the Big Day Boots, so Kiddush Adav Raglav, he would have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim to change out of the clothing. Pashat, he would then take off the Big Day Lavan, Yarad V'Tavol, go into the Mikvah, Olav and Estapig, he'd come out and he'd dry himself from the Mishnah, from the Mikvah. Mishnah Melech has a Safik in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. Is that required or is that just practical? Meaning drying himself after the mikveh. Is it required because the water is a chatzitza, or the dirt that might be on his body still is a chatzitza, or it's just practical that the clothing is going to stick to him, it's going to be very uncomfortable, so he's mistapik. Okay, so that's something in the Mishnah Melech. They vilo big day zav, and then they bring him the big day zav, v'lavash v'kiddushad v'raglav. He puts on the big day zav, and he does again a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now, if when he read from the Torah he was wearing his own personal clothing, so he was ready makadish yadayim v'raglayim once when he took off the big day lavan before the kriya, so he's not going to need a double Kiddush Adayim Raglayim at this point, because one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is taking off Big Day Kuna, and the other Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is putting on Big Day Kuna, but if he's wearing his own personal clothing, he's not going to need right now that the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim of removing Big Day Kuna. Anyway, the Yatza, then he goes out, and he does the Ayla Ola of the Kohen Gadol, and the Ayla of the Ola of the Am, the Shivas Kvasim Tumim Bnei Shana, and the seven Kvasim of the Kabbal Musuf, Tivir Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva Omer Im Tamid Shal Shachar, that the Shivas HaKvasim were brought together with the Tamid Shal Shachar, not this late in the day, but rather earlier with the Tamid Shal Shachar. Upara Ola V'Sira Nasa B'Chutz HaYukreven Im Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. The Para Ola of the Korban Musaf and the Sira Nasa B'Chutz, which is the Seir of the Korban Musaf, that was brought during together with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. But the Shivas HaKvasim, that was brought earlier. Then Kiddush Yad V'Raglav, then he would be Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim U'Pashat V'Yarad V'Taval. Then he had his fourth tevila of the day, va'olav in the stopping, and he comes out and he dries up. He vila big day lavan v'lavash. She puts back on the big day lavan the kiddush yadav raglav, and of course because he's putting back on the big day lavan, he has to do kiddush time raglayim again. Nichnas hotzias the kaf v'samachta in the big day lavan. He now goes back lifnai v'lifnim to take out the kaf and the machta that he put down by the tevila shniya to be makta in the ketores. So that was still sitting there. So now he has to go remove it from the kodesh hakodashim. Then the tevila chamishis kiddush yadav raglav. He again does Kiddush Yadayim Ragayim, Pasha takes off the Bigdei Lavan, Yara, Betav, Alvalav, and Estapik, he goes to the mikveh, comes out, dries himself off, Hivilu, Bigdei Zav, Alav Hashem, and then he puts on the Bigdei Zav, Vikidesh Yadav Raglav, and again a Kiddush Yadayim Ragayim for putting on Bigdei Zav, Nichnasak, the Ketaris Shal Ben Arbayim, and then he brings the regular Ketaris that they would bring every day in the afternoon, Ulehetiv Asaneros, and to clean out the Neros of the menorah, Vikidesh Yadav Raglav, and then again he would do Kiddush Yadayim Ragayim, Upashat, and he would take off the Bigdei Zav, and then he viu lo Bigdei Atzmo, and now he was done. They would bring him his own clothing because his whole avodas yom was over. Velavash, he'd get dressed in civilian clothing. Umelavin osad beso, and they'd accompany him all the way to his house. Yom tov ayosel lo avav, and they made a party. B'shal shiyatzu b'shalom in hakodesh. At the time that he came out b'shalom in hakodesh, and motzai yom kippurim, everyone was celebrating that he came out b'shalom. Nothing happened. There was no psul. There was no mikra. He didn't die. All of these terrible things that would happen to Kohanim Gadolim throughout the period of Bayis Sheni was a very grave concern for them. So if he came out and everything worked out well, so there's this great feeling at the end of Yom HaKippurim. The Rabbeinu Yonasan Miluniel says that the Suda was the next day. Because how would they possibly prepare the food in time to be able to have a Suda that night? They couldn't have possibly prepared the food. They wouldn't have prepared it from yesterday, because that's a little presumptuous, right? They were very worried that it wasn't going to work out. So it must be that that they waited till they prepared the food that night and they had it the next day. But the Miri said, nah, they cut up some fruit or something. They didn't have to have, it didn't have to be something that involved extensive preparation. They must have just had the kind of food that they opened up a few bags of potato chips and cut up some fruit, and they had, something that's easy to prepare that night. Okay, so says Gemara Yibayinu, Heichi Kamar, where do we put the Kama in the Mishnah when we read Rabbi Akiva's Shita? Is it Im Tamashal Shachar Yekravin? Upar ha'ola v'sir nasa b'chutz im tamashal v'rambayim? Is it the way we read it, which is the shivas ha'kvasim go together with the tamashal shachar, but the parol and sir nasa b'chutz, that's together with tamashal v'rambayim? Or the ma'achi kamar, maybe no, maybe we're putting the kam in the wrong place. Maybe it's the shivas ha'kvasim is im tamashal shachar yekraven upar ha'ola b'hadayu, that it's together with tamashal shachar, as is the parol also with tamashal shachar, v'sir nasa b'chutz im tamashal v'rambayim, and the sir nasa b'chutz is brought together with tamashal v'rambayim. Maybe that's where we're supposed to put the comma. The su para ola the Rabbi Lazar deshayre emas avadei. The para ola which Rabbi Lazar didn't mention. So when do we do that? According to Rabbi Eliezer, just to mention it. The su bein the Rabbi Eliezer bein the Rabbi Kiva emurichatus emas avadu. Neither of them mentioned the emuri of the par, the emurim of the par and the sayer that are nasa bifnim. When are we makter that? Some Rava lo mishkachas la matkanta. We don't find the seder avoda as clearly elaborated. Ela ola Rabbi Eliezer the tana b'devesh. Shmuel, all the Rabbi Akiva kitzosefta, that the clearest explanation of Shita's Rabbi Lazar is in the Tanah Debei Shmuel. The clearest explanation of Rabbi Akiva Shita is in the Tosefta. Okay, so what did they say? So the Tanah Debei Shmuel, reports Rabbi Eliezer's understanding is that Rabbi Eliezer Omer that in the third Tevila he's Yatzav Asa Elo VeElam VeMurechatas Avol Para Ola VeShivas Kvasim VeSir Nasa VeChutz Im Tamei Shalvei Arba'im. But the Para Ola the Shiv Kvasim VeSir Nasa VeChutz that waits for the Tamei Shalvei Arba'im. That's on the Tevil Chamishes. That's in the fifth tevila. And Rabbi Akiva de Tosefta, Maihi, where does the Tosefta elaborate on Rabbi Akiva's Shita? Detanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Parol of the Shivas Kvasim, Tamashal Shachar, you crave it. The Parol and the Shivas Kvasim, that was together with the Tamashal Shachar, which means the first tevila. Shemar Milvad, Alas Abokar, Shalyolas Hatamin. So Milvad, the carbon Tamashal Shachar, you also bring the Musafim. So it sounds like that's together with the Tamashal Shachar. So the Musfe Yom HaKippur are also included. Va'achar, and then on the second tevila, when he's wearing the big day lavan, avodas hayom, he does the seder avodas yom kippurim that it says in Parshas Achrei Mos, which includes the viduyim on the par and the soyer, the hagrola, the zrikas dam par v'soyer b'fnim, the aktaris haktaris b'kodesh hakadashim, giving the seer to the guy who's going to bring it out la'azazel, bringing the emurim of the par and the soyer to be burnt, and giving the rest of it the shreifa, everything we learned about up until this point in the Masechta essentially. V'acharkach Sira Nasa B'chutz, and then on the Tevila Shlishis he's Makriv the Sira Nasa B'chutz, the Sira Musafim. So even though it's from the carbon Musaf, and we said the Musaf is really brought together with Tamashal Shachar, but not the Sira. The Sira Nasa B'chutz waits until a little bit later in the day. Shenamar, because the pasuk says by the Musaf, Sira Zim Echad Chatas Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. So Milvad is like afterwards, meaning the Sira Musafim is not it's not together with the Chatas HaKippurim. It comes after the Chatas HaKippurim, which is the L'chatos HaPnimi, which is part of the Avodas Hayom. So one element of the Korban Musaf has to wait until later on. V'achar kach, and after he's makriv the Sierra Nasa B'chutz, so Elo ve'Elo Am. He's makriv his ayil and the ayil of the Am, and he doesn't bring them before the Sierra Chitzon, because from the Pasuk of series of Mechal L'chatos Mavad Chatos HaKippurim, we learn that the Sierra Chitzon is brought close to the Chatos HaKippurim. V'achar kach Emuri Chatos, and then the Emurim of the Par and the Sayer that are Nasa B'fnim. And all of that is during the third tevila, during the third tevila. And afterwards, when he does the tevila revius in the big day lavan, and he takes out the kaf and the machta, and then the achar kach, and then after that he does the tevila chamishis, then tamid shel ben arba'im. Then he finally brings the tamid shel ben arba'im. Okay, so now my time is Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar hold that all of the karbanos musaf are brought betevila chamishis, are brought all the way at the end of the day together with tamid shel ben arba'im? So he says avid kidichsiv. You do it the way the Torah reports it, in the same order that the Torah says it. Avid Bereshit Torah Sklanim. First do everything that it says in Parshas Achremos and Sefer Vayikra, because that's written first in the Torah. So you do the Avodah Siyom of Bigdei Lavan with the Tevila Shnia, and then the Ayil and his Ayil and the Ela'am and the Akhtar Semurei Achatos with the Bigdei Zav during the Tevila Shlishis, and then the Otzah Sakafa Machta with the Tevila Revius, and then Bahadar, and then after everything it says in Sefer Vayikra, you do all the Karbanos Musaf that are mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar. So when does that happen? The Tevila Chamishis, all the way at the end of the day, together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, because that's where it appears in Chumash. It's all the way at the end. But Rabbi Akiva didn't have it all the way at the end, so how does Rabbi Akiva understand? Rabbi Akiva holds that the Karbanos Musaf are brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, Kiduk Tani Taima, he says, because I have a drasha. Milvat Ola Saboker Shel Ola Satamid. Alma Musafin Im Tamid Shel Shachar Avadu. Pasuk makes it sound like it goes together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. V'Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Milvat Chatas Kippur May Avadai. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with Rabbi Kiva's Pasuk that implies that some of the Kabbalah's Musaf are brought together with Tamid Shel Shachar? Humi Bayalei Alma Shazem Mechaper Zem Mechaper. Now he uses that Pasuk to tell me not about the timing of the Musaf, but about the function of the Musaf. That which the Chatzis HaKippurim is Mechaper, the Sier Nasa B'Fnim is Mechaper, the Musaf Mer also Mechaper. Meaning, the Sier Nasa B'Chutz and the Sier Nasa B'Fnim are linked to each other. That just like the Sier Nasa B'Fnim, which is Mechaper, for Tumas Mikdash of Kedoshav, is only Mechaper if a person had Yediyah that he knew that he was Tamei, and then he forgot that he was Tamei when he walked into the base of Mikdash, or when he ate Kachim. So too, the Sier Nasa B'Chutz is only Mechaper in someone who had a Yediyah, someone who had some knowledge. Meaning before he entered or before he ate, he was aware but that he was Tamei. But if he never knew that he was Tamei and he only found out afterwards, then it's not Mechaper for such a misstep. So the Gemara now quotes the rest of the Tosefta that explains the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, that Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that really Echad Karvim Tamei Shel Shachar, that only one of the seven Kvasim of the Karvim Musaf was brought together with Tamei Shel Shachar. So it's not as extreme as it sounds. Meaning we thought Rabbi Akiva was saying all of it, the whole Kabbar Musaf gets brought together in Tamid Shel Shachar. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, there are seven kvasim, only one of them is brought with Tamid Shel Shachar, the shisha and Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. But then the other six wait till the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Mishmo, shisha craven in Tamid Shel Shachar, ve'echa in Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Says, no, I agree that we split it, we don't do all seven at one time, and I agree that it's a 6-to-1 split, but it's not 1 and 6, it's 6 and 1. 6 with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and 1 with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So, what's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon to divide the seven kvasim into two sections? Meaning, as far as how they divide it, they disagree. But the very fact that they divide it, that they seem to agree about. So, Trey Kraik Sivi, it's because there are two psukim that are associated with each other. Ksiv Milvad Ola Saboker. It says Milvad Ola Saboker sounds like the Musafim are brought together with Tamid Shel Shachar. Uksiv, but the pasuk says Vayatzava Ases Olaso. So, from that pasuk, it sounds like it's after the Avodas Hayom that he's bringing these Karbanos Musaf, which makes it sound like it's brought together with Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Hilkach Aviminayu Hacha Umin. So that's why, what do you do when you have you have two psukim that are sosa to each other? So generally speaking, we know what to do. You wait for a kutzva shlishi and that will decide which way to go. But as Rav Yosef Engel points out, this is one of many, many examples in Shas where there is no kutzva shlishi, so he can't write a new pasuk. So if there's no kutzva shlishi, what do you do when you have shnei ksuvim? So what we generally assume is that that you do a little of each. That's what it said. That's why we have the Torah says that Yom Tov is supposed to be a day of Lachem, and Yom Tov is supposed to be a day of LaHashem. So it's Machlokes Tanaim, Mesachus Pesach, Mesachus Beitza. What do you do in that case? There's no Kosev HaShlishi. Is it supposed to be Lachem or is it supposed to be LaHashem? So we say, Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi LaHashem. A little bit of each. Other Tanaim say, no, it gives you options. You could do either or. Hard to imagine that would be the case by the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that you could choose to shat all seven kvasim either by Tamish HaShachar or Tamish HaDein HaRabayim. So no, okay, that you split it. But what's the machlokas about how to split it? Meaning, why is it 1 and 6 or 6 and 1? Shemitah Zavar Avin Chad Kiduchsim Milvad Al Saboker. You do want to be Yotzei Milvad Al Saboker together with Tamish HaShachar. Vadar Avin Avodas Yom. Then you do Avodas Yom. Dilma Chul Shel Cholish Kohen Gadol, because we're afraid the Kohen Gadol is going to be weak and he's not going to be able to do the Avodas Yom. I mean, if he has to bring 6 karbonos before he even begins Avodas Yom, he's going to be too weak to do the Avodas Yom. But we're not worried about him being too weak to do the Musafin, because that's the Musaf. So the Musaf, we assume he'll be motivated for some reason. No, once you're starting, do as many as you can. Dilma Pasha, because maybe you can get too weak later on and you're not going to want to bring the rest of them. I'm not worried about him being too weak for the Avodas Yom. He's going to be very motivated to do the Avodas Hayom, because that's special for Yom Kippur. That's something that's really a unique kind of Avoda. So I'm not worried about him being too weak to do the Avodas Hayom properly. So, but everyone seems to agree that it's only one ayil. Kiman kirevi, and that follows the sheet of Rabbi. Titania, Rabbi Omer ayil echad omer kan. The ayil that it says in Parshas Achremos, hu amur b'chumash b'kudim, is the same ayil that it says in Sefer Bamidbar. Rabbi Lozer b'shimon omer shnei elim hein, echad omer kan, v'echad omer b'chumash b'kudim, that there are really two ayilim, one in that's mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, and one in Sefer Bamidbar. My time at the Rabbi, why does Rabbi think it's the same one? Dechsiv echad, Rabbi Lozer b'shimon my echad, miyuchad shabayadro. No, echad just means it's a really nice ayil, but it doesn't mean that it's only one. It means that you always pick the nicest animals. Rabbi Nafkalei Mivchar Nidreichem. Rabbi has a different Mivchar Nidreichem. He has a different pasuk that tells me that you should always pick the nicest. Rabbi Lozer Rishim, and Rabbi Lozer Rishim says, I need 2 psukim to tell me to pick the nicest animals for karbanos. Chad b'chova, one to tell me that a karban chova you should pick the nicest animals. V'chad b'nedava, and the other to tell me by a karban nedava you pick the nicest animals. Utsrichi, and we need both of those psukim, because if it only would have said it by a karban nedava, I would have thought that only a karban nedava you have to pick the nicest one, because that's your own voluntary gift. But a karban chova, maybe it doesn't have to be the nicest. And if it only would have said it by a karban chova, I would say the opposite, that by a karban chova where Hashem is demanding it, Hashem is demanding the nicest. But if you're just volunteering, you can volunteer whatever you want, and maybe it doesn't have to be the nicest. That's why it has to tell me 2 separate psukim that we always bring the nicest animals. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up at the 2 dots on the bottom tomorrow.
Yeah, have a great one.
Yeah. Have a good day, everyone.
Shkar, thank you very much.
Yeah, have a good day.
Shkar, thank you.
Thank you, have a good day.